Okay, we are in Perek Tes in Hilchos Shechita, and we're continuing with the various conditions found in an animal that defines the animal as a trefa. Okay, so today we're going to deal with a couple of them. The first one is called psuka. So Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says psuka ketsa. So what does psuka mean? So this is a very specific type of trefa, and it deals with the spinal cord. So chud hashidra shenifsaka or hachofa esamoach trefa. So basically, there's like a skin, literally a skin, that surrounds the spinal cord, okay? If that is severed, okay, then the animal's a trefa. Ulvad should yifsak rov hekafo. So that's ultimately if the majority of the circumference surrounding the spinal cord is exposed, then it is a trefa. Aval im nistak orcho onikev mutaris. But let's say it's split, meaning it's not uncovered completely, but split, or there's some perforations in it, then it's mutter. V'chein in nishbara hashidra, let's say the bone, there's the spinal cord itself breaks, the vertebrae break, right? V'lo nisak achut shala, but the spinal cord itself is intact. Oshen ismayich hamoch shabasok achut, or let's say, what do you call it? The spinal cord inside becomes like crumbly, v'nisnadeid, and therefore it's shaking back and forth. Whole v'orokayim, since the skin surrounding it is still present, the animal would still be considered mutter, even though obviously it's not in good shape. Halacha beis. Now humrach hamoach v'nishbach kamayim. Let's say the marrow, okay, itself dissolves and is like liquid like water. O kedoneg shenamas, or let's say it's like wax. Ach yimsa chut kishamamido ena omed, until the point where the spinal cord can't stand on its own. I raise you trefa. Let's say the animal can't stand up because of that weight, okay? Meaning it hasn't dissolved completely, but still the animal is unable to stand up. Then we're in a suffix about whether it's a trefa or not. Okay, lacha gimel. Okay, so where exactly is the location, or I shouldn't say that. What are the limits of the spinal cord? Ad heichan chut ashidra. Okay, tchilaso mibachutz lepulin, shebetchilas oref. So we've seen this before. It begins by the two glandular areas on the back side of the neck of the animal, right? Parsha shnia, shelo yishar acharei la parsha shlishis, hasmucha l'tchilas aliyah, okay? And basically, it starts over there and extends all the way down to literally what's called the second parsha, means split or divider, okay? Anything past the third divider, right, is considered close enough to the tail. So imagine the cow, okay? So if we start basically from the back of its neck and work our way all the way horizontally down to a little bit before the tail, that's the extent of the spinal cord. Okay, halacha dal. V'shlosh parshios hein ve'elohein. Okay, so there are three of these dividers. Shlosha atzmos dvukin zebe zelamata mechol yoshal shidra. Okay, so there are three bones that are kind of attached to each other below the vertebrae. V'chut ha-shidra be'of ad bein akpayim. When it comes to a chicken, okay, the spinal cord basically goes in between the wings themselves. Avalamatam im komas elu, below these areas, ein mashkichen alachot hanimshach l'sham, bein shenifsak oro, bein shenimrach hamoach. So anything below there, we're not concerned about the spinal cord extending there. So even if the skin or if the bone marrow in that area, by let's say the vertebrae, is decomposed, even though there's obviously nervous tissue that gets into there, that's not considered a problem of psuka. Okay, so that ends spinal cord issues. Halacha he is krua. Now krua means torn. Okay, so what's krua here mean? Krua ketzad. Basar chofes rov akeres. Okay, so there's an amount of skin and flesh that covers one of the belly area of the animal. Ruah mokum in a beten. It's from the point of the stomach. Sheim yikra yetze akeres. So basically, it's referring like this. There's if you look at the bottom of the cow, so to speak, there's that bottom area, right? And there's some of the large part of the stomachs are inside there. If I rip that open, okay, im nikra basar zeh, if I take a knife and I rip open the belly area to expose things like the inner digestive organs, trefa. Av api shaloi gia kara likaris achinuris. Even if the rip doesn't actually penetrate all the way into where the digestive area is located, and you can't see it, alakema shenikra rov obi abasar, as long as they tore most of the belly, Hazeh, onito, or took it out, trefa. The kamashir akara, so how much of a rip do I have to make? Ba'arko orech tevach. It has to be, one tefach, to determine, if it's a trefa. V'mayseh behem ktana, Now, of course, if it's a tiny animal, the nikra rov orech habasar, and I tore most of the belly area, right? Hachoves hakeres, right? That covers up the digestive organ. Afi she'im ba'orech hakera tefach. Let's assume there wasn't it wasn't a tefach wide insofar as the tear is concerned, right? It's trefa. Why? Hol b'nikra rova. Since most of the animal's belly was ripped, even though that rip is less than a tefach, that's still considered a trefa in the animal. Halacha bav. Niktar habasar hazeh be'igol ha'orech. So let's say rather than doing a nice clean cut, we took out a chunk of flesh that was either circular or like ovalish. Im haya yeser mikasela. If it's bigger than a sella, v'hu kadesh yichanes bo shlosh garine tamara zubisatzu bedochek. What's the cella size? I could fit three date seeds right next to each other with ease. Okay. Arezu trefa. Excuse me, not with ease. Very snugly. Then it's a trefa. It's the animal's trefa. She'im yimtach kerazeh yamod al tefa. Because if all we did was kind of extend open, so to speak, that kara, we would see it actually equals out to a tefa. So even though it doesn't look like a tefa, Halacha treats it as if it is a tefa. Okay, halacha zayin. Now, behema shenifshat ta'or shaleah kula. Let's say the skin of the animal is removed entirely. Okay, it's walking around skinless. Bein shenirka biyad o becholei, whether I did it or it happened through a sickness. But nimsa basar below or, and now it's walking around with all its muscles exposed, but there's no skin covering it. Arezu trefa. Vizuhi shenikris gluda. That's what gluda means. Gluda also has by shofar, it means peeled. Or as a case like that by shofar, it's like it's a peeled off animal. Then nishar mina or rocha sela apane kol shidra. As long as what's left is what it called a sella around the spinal cord area, the roch of sella ala tavor, right, and about the width of a sella around the stomach area, literally the belly button, the roch of sella al roshe ibareha, and about a sella on the tips of each of the limbs. Then arezu mutaris. Then nital kiroch of sella. If around the sella width is removed, meal kol pnei hashidra from the entire vertebrae. Omeal tavor, or from the belly button, omeal roshe varea, or from the tips of the limbs, usharkol or kayim, but the rest of the skin's intact. Arezu suffik, it's a suffik, virali shematirinosa. And the Rambam says, but even though it's a suffik, he thinks it's mutter. You'll see how he resolves the suffik soon. The Rambam says, even though it's a suffik, he thinks that case will be mutter. Next case, nifula. Nifula comes from nafal, from falling down. So when an animal falls down, there's a question of treva. So ketzak. So what happens if an animal falls from a high area, which is defined as 10 tefachim or above, and it falls down, we assume that one of its organs has been destroyed. Right. So when we say crush, what does crush mean? Okay, it means that it becomes broken up, okay, and it's sick as a result of the fall, until basically the organ, loses its appearance. Even though there's no hole and it hasn't like been cracked, and it's not torn, arezu trefa. Okay, let's say I hit the organ with a rock or with a stick. And what happens as a result? It crushes one of the organs, trefa. Which organs are we talking about? The ones that are inside the internal cavity of the animal. Let's say an animal is walking along and falls off the roof. Okay, if it's able to walk after falling off the roof, we don't have a concern about it. But let's say it stands up after falling off the roof but can't walk. We are concerned. Let's say it jumped off the roof on its own will, its own volition, so to speak. We're not concerned about that. Okay, let's say, I left my cow on the roof, and later on I find it on the ground. We don't assume that it fell down. Maybe it took the stairs. When we have male animals, like bulls, let's say, for example, that gore each other, okay, we don't worry about it. Nafular, it's choshenla. If one of them falls down to the ground as a result, then we worry. Let's say you have an animal that's dragging its feet as it walks. In Choshenla, we're not concerned. That maybe its organs are dissolved. We don't concern also that maybe there's a problem with its spinal cord. Okay, you'll see where this is going soon. Now, Let's say you have robbers who steal lambs, and they throw them outside the pen. We're not concerned that maybe there was a crushed organs taking place. Because when they throw them outside the pen, they're not doing it to make sure it gets hurt. They don't want the animal to get hurt. And let's say they return them into the pen. Right? Let's say they return them because they feel bad about what they did. They're afraid, right? Then, or what do you call it? We're concerned about the animals being trefa. Machmas tshuva, if they did it because they want to repent, ain choshama. Why? They should miskav lachzir mishleimim, because since they want to do tshuva, they're going to be very careful in returning the animal. Vizar b'ashal chasan. Therefore, they're going to be very careful putting the animals back into the pen. Alach yud beis. Okay, shor shehir bitzu l'shchita. Let's say, an animal's lying down, right? You're pushing it down to do shchita on it. Af pisha nafal nafila gedola, even if it really collapses and getting ready for the shchita, sheyeshla kol be'ez shema pilonoso, to the point where, let's say, it screams out as it falls down, ain kol shemlo. Why? Neshe noet siparno, because when it falls down, it pushes its feet into the ground, umischazek, and it holds itself, ad shemegil aretz, until it actually hits the ground itself. Okay, look at Gimel. He called behemal rosha. Let's say you hit an animal on its head. V'halchala hamake kalpe zanva, right? And the injury extends from the head all the way down to the tail. Oh, al zanva, you hit it on the tail. V'halchala kalpe rosha, and it extends all the way to its head. V'afil hika osa b'mata al kol shitra. Even if I hit it across the entire back with a stick, ain chol shalom. We're not concerned. V'meshva mata chalios chol shalom. However, if the staff has like bumps coming out of it, which would make it obviously a more serious injury, then we're concerned. If the staff had it. Then we get Rosh HaMata, the Mixas HaShidra. Let's say the head of the staff comes to one part of the back, the Chenim Hika, the Rosh HaShidra, or let's say it struck, it hit the animal the majority over its back, Choshama, then we're concerned about it. Okay, Lachi Adal. Of Shenichvat Al Davar Kasher. Let's say a chicken is pushed and falls down onto something hard. It could go in, for instance, let's say it falls on a big pile of nuts. We are concerned that its organs got crushed. Then well, let's say it fell on something that was soft, like a folded cloth. Since it fell on something soft, we're not concerned that maybe it has crushed organs. Okay, let's say the wings of the bird are glued together. Bedevek, right? Bishat sida, when you go ahead and capture it, v'nischabet, and it gets hit when it gets captured. Im bekanaf achas nechaz, right? If only one of the wings got hit, in choshama. The nechaz b'shnei kanafav, but if both wings got hit, v'nischabet begufo, and basically it also gets hit on its body, then choshama, we're concerned it is a trefa. Gelachat ezayin, nechbat al panei hamayim. Let's say you knock the animal against water. Let's say it was able to stand in the water and swim standing, right? What do you call it? Against the current. Then we're not concerned about the animal being a trefa. Okay, let's say it swims downriver. Why? Because we'll assume the water is what's pushing the animal and the animal is not able to walk on its own. If it's able to move while it's in the water towards, let's say, some straw that's floating on the water, then we assume it's swimming on its own. We're not concerned that it is a trefa. Okay, so lachid zayin. So the Rambam now swings back and says, kol makum shemarnu ein choshen la. Every time we say we don't have a chashash, we're not concerned, mutal l'shchot miyad. We can check the animal immediately. And we don't have to be concerned that there was a problem with an organ. However, every time we say that we are concerned, im shachta, if we do shech the animal, sarach livdo keneged kol achalo kulo mikat kad arosh adayar. You got to check the entire inside of the animal from head to toe. Im motzaba trefa mina trefa shemanino, right? If we find any of the trefos that we discussed, ocean israsek aver, crushed organ, mina ivarim, shemifnim, nifsadasi rasa, and we find a crushed organ inside that lost its shape, harezu trefa. Afilu nisrasek evra mine varam shem nitluk shera. Even if one of the organs that was crushed is the same organ that if we remove, the animal will still be kosher. It could go into kol ukliyos, like for instance, the spleen or the kidneys, arezu trefa, except for a chutzi beis rachem, we saw this before, except for the uterus, shem nisrase, because if that gets crushed, arezu materas, the animal is still mutter. Alach yudches, in such a case, vasimonam enos reichem b'dika, you don't have to check the esophagus and trachea, v'kan she'en refilu v'makes osan. There's a general assumption in halacha that when an animal falls down, it's not going to fall down on its trachea and esophagus. Alach yudches, now nafal min agag, let's say the animal falls off a roof, below amda, right, and is not able to stand up. Also, lishkod osa, you can't shecht it, achet tisham eisleis. You have to give the animal time to recover. If you do shecht it during the period of time you were supposed to wait, the animal's actually a trefa. Now, if I wait the period of time I'm supposed to, and then I shecht it, right? I have to check it. Okay. Let's say I stamp on a chicken, or an animal tramples over it, or let's say it gets pushed up against the wall, and it's seizing up, about to die, you can wait. You have to wait, see if it recovers, then you can do shechita, then you have to check it, and then, as we've explained. And finally, when okay, if the majority of the esophagus and trachea are separated, then it's treif. Even if it didn't happen due to the animal falling. Okay, it also means there is we say there's a problem even if whatever happened to it had nothing to do with the animal falling. Or let's say it gets doubled over. Okay. In this spharic robe, right? But let's say the majority of the throat area from the jaw is loose, then it's mutter, sha'ina tarbets roy lishchita kamashvarno. Because we know that upper throat area, right, beyond the esophagus and trachea, is outside the shechita zone, okay, and therefore that's why it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that ends Parak Tes. We will pick up Parak Yud tomorrow.